are with more good stuff. It's Mike and Kim. And again, we're delighted to be with you. I've got some interesting things, some comparisons from 125 years ago, and a little insight from God.
Well, that should be pretty interesting today.
We thought we'd kick it off good.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Cherry County and the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com to start planning the whole trip, okay? You can check things out there like Merritt Reservoir, Niobrara River, all the motel rooms. Make your whole package come together. Visitvalentine.com.
And it's time to immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com to subscribe today.
Okay.
All right. So this is something actually that was sent through the email in 2003. So not that that matters. Doesn't have anything to do with the story. I just thought I'd share that. God looked at Earth and wanted to know what kind of behavior that was going on. He decided to send an angel down to Earth to check it out. So he called one of his angels and sent the angel to Earth for a time. When he returned, he told God, yes, it is bad on Earth. 95% are misbehaving and 5% are not. God thought for a moment and said, maybe I better send down a second angel to get another opinion. So God called another angel and sent him to the earth for a time as well. When the angel returned, he went to God and he said, yeah, it's true. The earth is in decline. 95% are misbehaving and 5% are being good. God was not pleased, so he decided to email the 5% that were good because he wanted to encourage them, give them a little something to help them keep going. Do you know what was in the email?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I didn't get one either.
I didn't get one. Huh. Well, gotta get a little self-examination there, I guess. So.
Indeed, indeed.
What else did you have?
All right. I have What a Difference a Century Makes. This actually came out in 2001, so it's actually...
It's already 25. It's already
125 years old. So this is comparison from 1901
yep. to 2001. So add about
25 years.
55%. Inflation to that. Anyway, okay, go ahead.
Anyway, exactly. All right, so somebody recently sent this in the mail. After a quick read, they began to wonder, are we better off now or were we better off then? We'll leave it to all of you to decide. The year was 1901, only 100 and actually 25 years ago now. The average life expectancy in the U.S. was 47. Only 14% of the homes in the U.S. had a bathtub.
Ooh.
Only 8% of the homes had a telephone. So more people had bathtubs than telephones. A 3-minute call from Denver to New York City cost $11.
Ooh, that's a lot back then.
Yeah. There were only 8,000 cars in the U.S. and only 144 miles of paved road.
Okay.
Okay. The maximum speed limit in most cities was 10 miles an hour. Alabama, Mississippi, Iowa, and Tennessee were each more heavily populated than California. With a mere 1.4 million residents, California was only the 21st most populous state in the Union.
That certainly changed.
Yeah. And the tallest structure in the world was the Eiffel Tower. That's way behind. The average wage in the U.S. was 22 cents an hour. The average U.S. worker made between $200 and $400
a year.
A year. Yep. A competent accountant could expect to earn $2,000 a year, a dentist $2,500 a year, a vet between $1,500 and $4,000 a year. That's quite a range. And a mechanical engineer about $5,000 per year. More than 95% of all births in the U.S. took place at home. 95% of all U.S. physicians had no college education. Instead, they attended medical schools, many of which were condemned in the press and by the government as substandard. And sugar cost 4 cents a pound. Eggs were 14 cents a dozen, and coffee was 15 cents a pound 125 years ago.
Wow, that's pretty enlightening. And that's the good stuff.